Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning, a victory Monday morning. You are hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
It's 16 degrees right now, but it don't feel like 16 degrees. Feels like 7.
7.
We got a heat wave coming, though. It'll get up into the high 20s today.
Nice.
We will be in the mid-40s by Thursday and Friday.
All right, so this will be gone for a little bit.
Yep, so we got that going for us, and not any time too soon. Can I tell you, I legitimately thought I was going to die on Saturday.
Wow. What happened?
Well, my daughter had a hockey game.
Oh, I thought you were doing comedy again.
My daughter had some hockey games in the North Country.
Yeah, you went about as far north as you could go and still be in America.
So I went to a town, we traveled all over.
I've never heard of this town. I've heard of this town, but not here.
We were in Louisville, New York.
Didn't know that was a thing.
It is near Messina, New York.
What's the population of Louisville?
I think everyone in the town was at the hockey game, all 15 of them. So we had to drive up 81. And if you are someone that drives on a regular basis, you know that 81 in the wintertime is the worst place in the history.
It's pretty exposed.
So we were going to leave Friday night to beat the weather.
Yeah.
Because I knew the weather was coming. And again, with what we did for a living, I don't want any part of that.
Right.
So I tell my daughter, we're going to go up Friday night. We're going to spend the extra night just so we can, you know, make sure we're there and on time and everything. And my daughter, who's 15, my friends aren't even going to be there on Friday. Give me that nice deal. I want to stay. We'll go Saturday. Because your game is at 3 o'clock in the North Country on Saturday. So, like, we get in this, like, big argument about it on Thursday night. So, finally, Friday morning, I'm like, fine. All right, fine. I'll just sleep in my own bed on Friday. We'll leave Saturday morning. It's only a 3-hour, 45-minute drive to the first game.
Yeah, so you save a night.
There you go. On 81... on Saturday.
Going through the mountains.
It was the worst weather I had ever driven in my life.
Yeah, because you're catching that end of the lake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's everything that comes across the lake just gets dumped.
Thanks, Bill Nye.
It's Jim Cantore.
I'm driving on 81.
Yeah.
You cannot see the road. Like, I'm not exaggerating. It is just white. Plows can't touch it. It is complete whiteout conditions. And to make it worse, in front of me.
You don't even know if you're on the road or off the road.
I'm just following what I think are cars in front of me because the whiteout conditions are so bad, you cannot see 15 feet in front of you.
Jesus.
There is a tractor trailer, two cars ahead.
Oh, just follow him.
The car ahead of me, Tommy, it's a white sedan who, for some stupid reason, will not turn his lights on.
Wait, he's at no lights.
I'm losing him. Like, I am losing him every 30 seconds where it's like, I'm just going to plow into the back of him. Like, and there was no way to get off because I couldn't see the exits.
Yeah.
And I'm not pulling over to the side of the road. So it was one of those, like, all right, hold on to the steering wheel and pray to God you get out of here, okay?
Or your hands, like, in this position, like stuck to the steering wheel for hours.
So I just got one of those Aura rings.
Yeah.
Right, to like measures your like sleep and like okay. So it sends you alerts when you're stressed. Yeah. Right, and the whole
it's
drive
like glowing red.
It's burning my hands. Like it's the Ark of the Covenant. Like yeah. So. All right. So I'm not saying I don't want to scare my kid. Nah. Like you know, the good news is. My daughters are at the age where they still feel safe with whatever I am doing.
Okay.
I mean, you remember that feeling when you were a kid, right? Like if you're, no?
Sure. Yeah, no. Yeah.
You don't remember like, you know, if your dad was there, everything was safe.
Yeah, but you're talking to a guy, no.
As a child.
Oh, maybe, yeah, because okay. I didn't realize, you know, how bad things were.
Well, you know, it's sidebar, yeah. weird thing.
I've been stuck in multiple snowbanks with my dad,
oh,
so
really?
Maybe he's a bad example. Half the time it was him goofing around and be like, I meant to do that.
No, like, sidebar, to this day, yeah. I do not drive well with other people driving me.
No man is.
Okay.
Because it's a control thing.
The only exception is my dad.
Oh.
And I don't
well,
know
he's
why.
Also a cop.
That has nothing to do
well,
with
they're trained,
okay.
Man.
Okay, yeah, they are. I don't know if he paid attention that day. He might have passed out, but fell asleep in the back the day they were teaching
he's
safe driving.
He's in hot pursuit.
No, right. But, like, I think it comes from being a kid where, like, I just have that, you know, I just feel
sense
safe
of
in the car.
Security.
So, like, my daughter does not, at 15, wrap her head around how bad it is. I'm trying not to be stressed.
Is she even
out.
Looking, or is she, like, on her phone, not even paying attention?
Oh, no, I know she's looking, because at one point she looks up, sees how fast we're going, looks at the clock and goes, we're going to be late.
Drive faster.
Good times.
Yeah, it was great, man, to go play four hockey games up in the North.
Why do they, why do you, I don't get this hockey, man.
All right, here's
like, what. Like, why would they book a game in the middle of nowhere
in
the dead of winter?
Here's what sucks.
When you got all this stuff around here.
All right, every hockey parent has to travel, period. Yeah. End of
but season. I didn't realize you were going, like, towns I've never heard of.
No, I understand. What makes it rough for us, you know, girls hockey, although it has exploded in the last, like, 15 years, every town in upstate New York has 20 boys hockey teams.
Yeah.
You get one or two.
So you got to do a little bit more traveling.
Exactly.
So see new teams.
Yeah, there's a lot more driving to go play teams. And, like, these teams that we played this weekend – already came down to Rochester and like when the weather was nice.
Oh,
so now you like trade off. They'll
so
come
now you
got
to go up there.
You got it. It's like a home and home.
So there, are there teams in Louisville, New York that came down here to play games?
Yeah.
They probably have to do a ton of traveling.
Well, so what's weird is and I was explaining.
And not to be a dick here, but this is pretty poor areas of the country.
It's a haves and have nots. It's a lot of like skinny Atlas Village looking towns.
Yeah,
where,
but then
like,
there's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was like,
nothing.
I was telling you, like, there's, you know, there's 500 people in the town, but 300 of them play hockey.
Yeah.
Like, you drive through, it's so, you're right on the border of Canada, and it's just so vast, and there's so much water that every house you drive by, they have a pond with a hockey net on the back of it. And, like, yeah, they have these teams of girls, like, they can play hockey. Like, they're good. They're good players.
I can imagine.
But, I don't know. I mean, it's funny, too.
Well, they got to be big old country girls.
They had some big old country girls. They had some little old country girls. They had some medium country girls. All kinds, all country girls, all sides.
All of them got fists.
It is funny, though, like when you go up to these North Country teams, you immediately know which parents belong to which team.
Okay.
Based on the amount of Carhartt they are wearing at the rink.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. And like the more company names that are on the Carhartt, the higher the odds that we are in the North Country. Like that person's a North Country person. Can I also go off on a tangent here?
Sure.
Sure.
One of the fun parts about traveling, whatever you're doing, sports, vacation, is eating at new restaurants and trying new food.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. Expanding your palate.
Maybe even run into some chains that you don't have here.
All right. So it's funny you bring that up.
Yeah.
There is a sub sandwich chain up in the North Country called J-Rack Subs. Are you guys familiar with that?
J-Rack?
J-Rack.
Never heard of it.
J-R-E-C-K, no. I think. Could you Google that for me?
Just J-Rack. All right.
J-R-E-C-K.
It's a sub joint.
Yeah. So it was started in the late 60s. By like five teachers, and they were selling subs out of a bus, and now they have these locations in like every tiny town up in the North Country, right? So if we go play anywhere north, J-Rack Subs. Right. So I'd never been to a J-Rack Subs, but we had an hour between games yesterday, and she needed something quick to
sub
eat.
Up.
All right, so we're going to go to J-Rack, and I'm excited. I love me a good submarine sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
And I have been, there's one in every town, so they have to be good.
Yeah, they sure should. Well, it depends what kind of
is
sub you got.
Is it a Syracuse thing? So there's a ton of them around Syracuse.
Yeah, so it's Central New York
going
up.
Right. Yeah.
So what kind of sub you got?
So I walk in and I'm like, ooh, they got chicken parm subs, they got chicken finger subs, but I had eaten a little heavy for breakfast.
I would have went standard Italian sub.
All right, so Here's how they got me.
Yeah.
There's a long line.
All right.
So I'm just looking at the menu, and I'm not looking at the bar where they make the food.
All right.
And I'm like, here's what I already got in my head. I'm going to get a grilled, like, Philly steak, but chicken sub.
Oh, so you're going hot sub.
Philly chicken, yeah. All right, so I get up there, and I go, I'll have that, please.
Hot sub.
And she goes, okay. And she turns around, and she reaches into, like, a freezer area, and she puts the chicken in the microwave.
Oh, okay. Really? Wait, frozen to mic?
I don't know if it was frozen. It was something. Put it in the microwave.
But it wasn't, like,
it was not
on a grill?
Nope. Just put it in the microwave. I'm like, okay, that's a problem.
Yeah.
So then she goes, what do you want on your sub? And I go, oh, and I look down, and there are, like, four options.
Mm.
Mayonnaise, mustard, lettuce, tomato, onion. That
Wait.
Was it.
No sauce?
No sauces. No, like,
peppers,
pickles.
Onions?
No peppers. No nothing. I mean, they had onions, but they were just, like, regular.
What about
like,
the cheese?
Okay, they had cheese. I also had cheese. But
it was a cold cheese.
It was cold cheese. Yeah.
Wait, so it's not a hot sub?
It was a hot sub. The chicken was
hot
in the microwave.
Everything else was.
I was furious.
Man, that sounds nasty.
Furious. What are you people doing with your subs?
Yeah, that is strange.
And the place was packed with people.
No kidding.
It was like a sandwich I made at my house.
Maybe that's not the way to go.
Thanks, Dr. Mulay.
Maybe cold sub there would have been better, like an Italian sub.
There will not be any more subs from this place ever again that I ever go to. And I feel bad I said the name of the place out loud now. But, see, what got me excited is they had fries. And you know my big thing.
That's unusual for a subs, any sandwich.
Salvador's is the only place I know around town. You can get subs and fries.
Yeah, so when I saw from the outside they had fries, I'm like, it's got to be a good plan. No. Quite the opposite, my friend. For God's sakes, man.
So you blew a cheat day.
I did, yes. Well, like, here's the thing that sucks about those small towns, too. Again, 252 WCMF, the weather this weekend, had to go up to the North Country with my daughter to go play hockey. It was just insanity. Those towns have a McDonald's or a Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
Right? They have, like, one, like, sub shop that you can get something quick.
Yeah.
And then the rest are, like, diners or the fanciest restaurant you've ever seen in your life.
Oh.
So, like, I didn't, you know, you don't have time to sit down. And if you go to a diner in a small town, you're going to be there for an hour minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Because Flo's going to take her time coming over.
Just, you know, nobody's got anywhere to be.
Nope. You got one guy in the back who's, like, 1,000 years old.
Oh, Mel. Mel's in the back.
And Mel, what are you doing? Takes a seat.
Come on, Blondie.
He's ashing into my omelet, which is fine, you know, when in Rome, I guess. But I ain't got the time for Mel to be ashing into my omelet. I got to eat this thing and get back to the rink as fast as I can. I don't know. I mean, you traveled for sports when you were a kid. You remember.
Yeah, but it was different when they
Yeah, but I don't remember going to, like, teeny. Well, yeah. Not like small towns. It was like Syracuse or Buffalo, or you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't any of these tiny country spots.
I mean, baseball and hockey, it feels like you get the most small town travel sports experience. I mean, that's at least based on what I've heard from other people. Like, you sports parents, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, every once in a while, you find a gem in these tiny towns. Like, for example, the Oswego Sub Shop.
Oh, yeah. What's that sub that are all crazy? It's like a ground beef sub that everybody's crazy for.
It's amazing.
I had to turn around because I had two fatties in the car that insisted. We were coming back from Montreal. Mm-hmm. And they insist, oh, no, you got to go back.
No, it's one of the best sandwiches I've ever had in my life. So, like, you know, every once in a while you get one of those where it's like every time you go to that town,
you're known for it.
Yes. But, like, for that, you get seven towns where it's like what I just.
Yeah, it's a little. It's slim pickings.
Yeah. Literally. And Slim Pickens is from the town that you're in.
Small town. Yeah. Kimmy has no idea who Slim Pickens is.
I thought it was just a saying.
No, he's an actor.
Oh.
I thought he was
a great actor.
I thought he was a musician.
Slim Pickens was in our favorite freaking. I almost cursed.
Calm down.
He dies in Dr. Strangelove when he rides the missile down and blows up the Russians.
I understand. But
that's Slim Pickens.
I thought that he started as a musician and then became an actor.
I mean, he's known as an actor.
Ah!
I mean,
ah!
Hold on. Every guy from the South in the 40s and 50s could play an instrument. But he got famous being an actor.
Okay, by the way, Luann is getting at me now. It's pronounced Drex.
Drex.
Sorry.
Oh. All right. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You're not going Drex. Back.
You're not going to give me chicken out of a microwave. Yeah.
That's shocking.
I was irrationally angry.
I would be pissed.
And it was at the point where, like, my daughter had already ordered her cold sub.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't want to be that guy that was like.
How was her sub? Probably good.
I mean, she's 15. Well,
because you can't really screw up a cold sub.
Here's the thing about 15-year-old.
Yeah.
There is no semblance to whether or not they like something. She was hungry because she just played a game.
Yeah, she's going to wolf it down.
So she loved it. But there will be other times where you go to a really good place and they just get in an attitude and they're like, I hate everything. I hate all of it. All of it. Like the other day, we're at the hotel. They had a really nice breakfast.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Free breakfast. She goes, what's that a drink? I'm going to go to Starbucks. I'm like, no, we're not. I don't even think they have
she was Starbucks?
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even think they have a Starbucks in this town. I go, they got chocolate milk in the fridge. I don't like chocolate milk. Oh, yeah, you don't like chocolate milk. Nobody does it. Now all of a sudden you just done. Like a literal fridge. All of the chocolate milk you could ever want in the world.
She went Starbucks.
I want Starbucks. They've never even heard of Starbucks in this town. If Starbucks came to this town, they would burn it down thinking a witch lives inside. That's the kind of town we are in right
all
now.
Right.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah, that's got to be purely a hockey thing because I'm even thinking with basketball, like we always like would go to tournaments. It was like at a college
civilization.
Or something. Like it would be at like Fredonia or like it would be a place that had a lot of facilities. You know, I don't ever remember like having to go like my parents having to take out a map to figure out where the hell
like
we were.
The fact that this little town has a rink.
Yeah.
Like an operating rink and there's nobody there.
Well,
and it's got to be ancient, like you said. Right?
It is, man. Like the one fun thing about going to these small towns is these rinks are untouched by time. It's like you walk.
So they haven't improved them.
No, not. But I mean, I kind of like it like that. Granted, it's freezing inside, but it's like walking into the 1970s.
Yeah, but you know, we left the 1970s back there for a reason.
There's a lot of things I'm fine leaving with the 1970s. There is something romantic about walking into like
a
for
grimy
me,
rink,
an old barn, or like an old gym where like your kids are gonna go. Like it reminds me of being a kid again. I love it. Like the smell of it and the look of like
yeah, it's
got
to be gross.
I love it. Like they played at the Messina Civic Center. Oh no, I'm sorry, Messina Arena.
Oh okay,
which nailed that.
Okay.
On Saturday night, and it's one of those like remember the movie Slapshot?
Yeah.
It's every rink from Slapshot. It's like the greatest thing ever.
Mm.
Remember when Slim Pickens was playing on the second line for the Chiefs?
Oh, yeah. Hell of a hockey player for a Southern boy.
Nobody is getting any jokes we're doing this morning. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Happy Monday, although it didn't sound like your weekend was that happy. So, my kids used to travel for dance, and I don't understand. What time do you go to the Bills Stadium for tailgating?
We leave the house at like 7 o'clock.
Okay, so you're like there, what, 8:39 till the game starts, noon, whatever. You pack all your food, you take your grill, you do all that. Why don't you do that with your kid when you're doing travel hockey?
That sounds like fun. I get to travel and cook.
No, I mean, you don't have to cook, but you can pick up some subs and throw them in a cooler. And I mean, you know, you don't have to go. They got this wonderful thing called Google Maps that'll show you what kind of restaurants are available.
Huh.
You know,
your Marone.
The area that you're going, reviews and everything. I just don't get why you didn't pack something to go.
So there are parents, Rammer, that will pack grills and coolers, and they will tailgate in between games at hockey rinks.
Yeah.
I'm not.
That sounds like more work.
Yeah, I'm not.
I vaguely remember parents doing that for lacrosse.
I mean, if you only got an hour, I mean, you know, there's not a lot you can do there. But again, you could pack some sandwiches, some snacks. I mean, you know, food for thought on your next trip instead of dealing with a...
Thank you, Rand.
Pat, you could buy a bag of chips.
Yeah,
and then your daughter could eat those chips, and that would be nourishment in between the game.
But Tommy, in all fairness, Pat would have to buy two bags because he'd eat one of them. So, you know.
Only on cheat day, Rammer.
Yep, but it was cheat day. Rammer, great call, buddy. Thank you for all the great advice.
You
I really
guys.
Appreciate that.
And he's got all the quips.
Yeah, man. The last thing I want to do.
Put another cooler in there. By the way, you have
no
room in there.
You have to pack so much already. Make sure your daughter has all of her stuff.
I mean, Kimberly,
so much involved.
Kimberly, lucky with Kimberly. with my Honda Pilot for the Hyde family dealerships. I have plenty of space. The last thing I want to do after driving 4 hours,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, is to grill in between hockey games.
And it's freezing outside.
I also know a dad who melted his daughter's hockey bag.
Oh.
Because he put the grill in the car while it was still.
That must have been a fun conversation on the way home.
Dave wrote us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. So I'm getting a lot of messages saying that this sub place used to have a location in Rochester like 30 years ago.
Really?
On Browncroft. I was unfamiliar with this. But Dave writes, they had one of these on Browncroft in the 90s, I think. You unlocked a core memory as a child. I thought that place was awesome. I would get an imitation crab salad sub. I want to talk about that.
Nothing crab tastes better salad? Than an imitation of a crab.
They have crab salad subs?
So that was their sub of the day yesterday?
Oh.
Because I saw it and it said seafood crab salad sub. And I go, ooh. And I got to the front and I looked down. And
so it's that fake stuff in the in the package.
Yeah.
Delish.
Goo.
You can taste the sea in it.
What?
And I mean all the sea.
Watch him move to town now. And I sorry.
He'll be doing appearances.
Yeah, right. How about I J-Rex subs?
Taste
Drex,
the sea.
Pat, it's Drex.
I don't care. It sucks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So much to do.
Yeah.
So much to do.
No time.
10 days of Christmas as of today. You got to get presents. You got to get everything ready for the kids if you got them. You got travel plans maybe you got to make. Cooking to do. Cookies, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not your number one job.
So what's the big deal?
Your number one job
is
to avoid this at all costs over the next week and a half. And based on what we're looking at here, that might be mission impossible.
So I cannot avoid this.
All right. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Your number one goal.
Yeah, what is it?
Right now, for the next 10 days, is not to get sick before Christmas.
Oh, that's already not happening in my house. My wife's sick.
Oh, she's sick. So you're going to get sick, and you're going to bring it in here, and you're going to get both of us sick.
I never have ever come in here sick.
He's famous. Never comes in here sick, but he's a carrier.
Yeah, you know are. What I mean? Yes, you're patient zero.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And that's
just what your guy's problem is. I feel fine as he breathes on us and spreads all his germs.
He's patient zero, but that's not like where he is in the patient line. That's the talent amount that he has. I probably should have waited on that. Look, the reason I bring this up, flu cases are surging in Western New York. Flu cases have quintupled.
Quintuple. What is that?
Four, times four in the greater Rochester area.
Why don't they
area.
Call it fourtuple? I would have just said fourtuple.
Kimmy, flu cases have quintupled
fourtuple.
In the greater Rochester over the last three weeks.
Well, I thought you did you get your shot? Did you get your flu shot?
I was going to get my shot, but then I got the flu right before I got my shot.
Well, you can still get it, Kimmy.
Yeah, I mean, I've already had the flu, though. So like,
got the antibodies.
Yeah, I mean, we're good.
All right.
All right, so here's
because
the
flu is different than a cold, though, right?
Kimmy, can we Google, is the flu different than
no, because some people go, I got
did
the flu.
Did you drink all weekend?
No, because some people say I got the flu and they don't have a flu. They get the... They got the sniffles and a sore throat. Don't mean you got the flu.
Well, I just know some people call everything the flu.
Right, that's what
no
I'm
matter
saying.
What it is. Yeah,
and it ain't the flu. Yeah.
Okay, these
because the flu knocks you on your ass.
These are actual confirmed the quintupled numbers. Those are actual confirmed cases. Influenza.
Right.
And by the way, the numbers that you see aren't even close to the amount of flu that's bouncing around because not a lot of people will go and get tested for the flu. They'll just ride it out at home. Now, here's the thing: you don't want to be sick for Christmas. You don't want to be able to – you don't want to miss on all the end-of-year work.
Yeah, but you got to see people.
And that's just it.
That's where you're going to get it.
There's the catch-22. You got those events and get-togethers and the kids' school things and work functions and whatever. They're going to get you sick. And even if you have kids, it's not even worth trying not getting sick. Those disease bags are going to bring everything up. I just told you I was up, you know, doing the hockey thing.
Yeah.
Two of my daughter's teammates throwing up.
Oh, wow.
When they got there. So
wait, before they even started playing?
Second game yesterday, or on
Saturday.
They
pulled the Josh Allen?
Yes, one girl.
That was the funniest thing on national TV. Why they had to show you the kid puking?
They didn't mean to.
I know, because he even goes, I do this all the time.
Yeah, he had to explain at his press conference why he's blowing out Gatorade.
No, like, do you guys, I'm curious if I'm the only one who does this, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The closer we get to Christmas, the more I start taking stock of where I will be, where there'll be a bunch of people, and the odds in my head that I will catch the flu.
But sometimes you can't avoid those groups of people.
You have no chance.
Yeah.
No choice. So, like,
whether it's like a work thing, that, because a lot of workplaces will do like their last, I don't know if you call it a Christmas party or whatever, their like get final end of your get together is. I mean, that usually for me is what seals the deal.
No, you're not wrong. All right. There are people that will do things that they believe.
Yeah.
Keep them from getting sick.
Yes.
For you.
What?
What do you mean? No, I mean, you have said this for years that you believe this.
Alcohol.
Okay.
I drink whiskey, and I really think it's a magic elixir to all of life's problems. It's the cause of and the solution to all of life's problems. No, but I'm telling you, I do drink every night, and I think it helps.
Okay.
And I drink straight whiskey, and I think that kind of like cleans everything out.
Sure, sure. That's probably what it is. You're probably right.
I don't get sick.
Nobody who drinks whiskey ever gets sick. The Irish, famously healthy people.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
No, it's not. No, we're not. Have you ever seen an Irishman?
I'm looking at one.
Look at me. Do I look healthy to you? Kimmy?
Yeah.
What is your go-to move to avoid getting sick?
I don't really have one. I don't have like an old wives' tale kind of thing. I just.
But you don't like people.
Well.
You're cold.
I just assume it's unavoidable. Like, I'm either lucky or I'm not this year. Because I get, like, the weird sicknesses that you can't even catch from anybody else, like shingles.
No, you're right. Yeah. You're right. You do get weird stuff. I was going to make
I mean, like, the only remedy for me usually is sleep, but that's something you can't really, like, create for yourself. At least I can't.
Like, I would love to see a study on people who raise kids after their kids graduate from high school if the percentage of time they are sick goes down.
I do think, though, I used to get more sick when my husband worked at a school.
Okay.
And he was always like bringing home something. So that I get to avoid now.
Yeah, because now the fires that he deals with puts everything out.
252-WCMF. Operation Don't Get Sick Before Christmas is in full effect, but it may be mission impossible as flu cases in the greater Rochester area have quintupled times four, or as Tommy likes to call it.
Four tuples.
Over the last 3 weeks. And it's unavoidable. It feels like it's unavoidable. Like, unless you are shopping online, not going to work, and you have no kids, you are going to come across somebody.
Well, the other problem is everybody wants to get together just family, right?
Yeah.
And somebody's going to bring over a sick kid, and they shouldn't. Because, you got to see, we got to get together.
All right, so let's
and
have.
That's
there's always one sniffly kid.
But you can't tell them no. Can't bring your sick-ass kid.
But I also, parents will like downplay it, too. Oh, you know what? I think it's just, you just woke up with a scratchy throat. Yeah. I don't think it's anything.
Or it's clearing
up. It's just the weather. It's just the weather. Yeah. Like, no, that kid has something for sure.
All right, but let's have that discussion.
All right.
Because if the holidays are for anybody, it's for the children.
Yes, it is.
Right? And when we're talking, you know, Christmas cookies and seeing the family and presents and all that stuff. Right.
Can't leave anybody out.
Yes, so like on one hand, I don't disagree with what you're saying, Tommy. I don't want this sick kid getting me sick in this house.
I'm not touching that cookie tray, though.
Oh, you know that.
All the hands.
You say that until you see one of them Hershey Kiss peanut butter cookies on there. But so on one hand, you're right. Do not bring the kid. But on the other hand, you only get, what, 15 magical Christmases as a teenager or as a child? So like, you're going to take one of those away?
I could do without one. You got to get 14 more. Because I know, like, because we have two grandkids and two foster kids.
Okay.
And they're all going to be at the house.
Yep.
And all of them right now are sick. All of them. One's been at urgent care twice because it's just oozing everything out of its body. And that little bundle of joy is coming in from Chicago.
Did you say it is oozing everything?
Well, yeah.
They are.
You know what I mean.
Here's the thing, by the way. If the ooze isn't bad enough, they're picking everything up at the airport on the plane.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't touch nothing in my house. Except the bar and the coffee maker.
Okay. It turns out that both of us were wrong on how to pronounce what we just said. Well, not pronounce.
What, four-tuple?
It's four. It wasn't
yes,
four.
Yes, everyone's between us. It's five times.
Five times. Okay.
Oh, it's five?
Yeah. Because quad.
What's five? Well, I just said it. What's four?
Quad.
Quad. Yeah,
quad-tuple. It's quintuple. So it's five times the amount.
I always think of you. You're a wad. Word association, wad equals quad.
You nailed it, buddy. Yeah. I see you guys calling. We figured it out. Quintuple is five. I'm sorry. It's five times. By the way, worst news. Worst news that it has quintuple. Like, don't
that
be
doesn't
dicks.
Help our odds.
Even more flu.
Yeah, way to go. Everybody gets the flu and you're all going to like it. No, man, look, I agree with you. I don't want the kids there, but I wouldn't have the heart to be like, look, the kid's going to miss
home. Home.
Well, no,
you
you're
can't.
Saying you can't because you don't want to be a dick.
Well, I can't because I have no control.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you shouldn't because I don't want to take the magic of Christmas away from a sick kid. Like, think about, Kimmy, how depressing it would be if you missed family present time because you had the flu as
That's
a kid.
All you had to look forward to as a kid. You will look forward to that day for like 2 months.
But I'm an old person.
Yeah.
I can get the flu and drop dead.
Well, I'm failing to understand why that's a
problem. I said drop dead. You didn't hear me?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Wad.
Sounds awesome. Oh, it's quad.
Wad.
Wad. It's a word association from what I understand. Stupid dick. My wife, who is a doctor, just texted me and said, Kimmy is right. It's all about sleep, which is great advice.
Wait, get sleep, you don't get the flu?
Well, it helps.
You know, your body recharging and all that stuff. Da, da, da. And look, that's great advice, right? Who's got time for extra sleep right now? It's
you
the
don't.
Least sleepy. I do.
Well, like, I'm so
you
jealous.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just so jealous of, like, people like Tommy that, like, he just decides, I'm going to go to bed now, and he goes right to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I could go to bed early. It doesn't mean I'm going to fall asleep early.
So I also do something that pisses my wife off because I live in that house. Is at night, like when the kids are there, like I got my bedtime.
Yeah.
So there's action going on around the house, and I'm like, all right, see you tomorrow. And I just go inside, shut the doors, and I go to bed. Like, I'm not sticking around. I already heard everybody's story. I saw you do the cute little thing already. I'm done. I'm going to bed.
And you're like a bear. Well, time to hibernate.
Yeah. And I just walk on the party and go to bed. But I think that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I think the way to do it is to be an antisocial weirdo.
No, I did all the...
No, you didn't.
No, hold
to
on,
walk
hold
away
on.
From the party.
I can't think of a time
on,
I remember a family member just being like, well, going to go to bed now. In
what?
The middle of a family party.
No, but it's like, I'm done.
I'm doing you. Yes, what? This is what you do. Hold on.
No, I'm just saying, man. I think it's not rude. I already heard all your stories.
Yeah.
It's all the cute crap.
But you went to bed before they left your house.
They're at your house.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, my wife's there.
You're
and
the
she's...
host.
What are you going to do, turn on the national anthem and start vacuuming?
My father's patented move to break up a party. I got a little bit of my old man in me.
No, you can't. You have to stay. No.
My old man had it down, man. Because if my parents were at somebody else's house, my father would, my mother, you know, she was social. She'd talk and everything. My old man would go out to the car and then he'd start honking the horn.
To get people out of his house?
No, now they're at somebody else's house.
He
would go out to the car, start honking the horn that he wanted her to wrap it up. And he would just do it till she came out, and then they'd screw home. But he lived to be 87, was a chain-smoking alcoholic. He had a nice ride, man.
You consistently describe him as the worst human being that ever lived.
Right, but what do I always say?
What's that?
A-holes have the weekends to themselves. It's the truth.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
No, but you and I, like, I'll do that, I'll do this.
An a-hole. Well, don't you try to lump me in. I was just in Malone, New York for 2 days.
I've been to Malone.
Whoa.
Beautiful town. I just don't eat their subs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whoa, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
A lot of talk the last couple weeks about how great the Patriots are. And that talk got turned up to 11 yesterday. It was loud. Right up until around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Because a very handsome, smart, bearded man said something around this time on Friday. It's not about how you look walking around.
Yeah.
It's about how you shine when the lights come on and that pressure starts pushing down on you.
Yeah, but you kind of, I mean, where was some of that in the first half?
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, your Buffalo Bills with a huge 35-31 win yesterday in Foxborough. All right, I want you to both be honest.
Yeah.
At what point did you guys think the Bills had lost that game?
2 o'clock.
Two.
I know exactly what I was getting ready to go do.
Okay, what were you doing?
I'm going to go take a shower.
You were going to take a shower?
Okay, I'm going to go get cleaned up for the night. This sucks. I'm going to pour a drink around 2:30.
Okay.
And just, this is just going to be background noise because they suck.
So was it 21-0 at that point, or was it 14?
It was 21. No, they scored that late touchdown in the third quarter.
Second quarter. So it was 24-7.
Yeah, but it looked like things weren't going their way.
Kimmy, when did you think it was over?
I think the 21-0 point, it kind of felt like maybe the Bills, this isn't going to be their day.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like
they were getting it pushed in hard.
I need a shower.
It was kind of like.
You always need a shower.
You know how just sometimes they're off? I was like, it might be one of those off days.
Yeah, it looked pretty off. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I've been running my mouth for a couple of weeks now about how I think
Wait, you run your mouth?
But I mean, look, I've been saying the Patriots are frauds. They're frauds.
Mm.
And my social media DMs were...
They had to be blown up.
Kimmy, they were plentiful yesterday. Folks gloating with 6 minutes left in the second quarter. And then, bang, the switch gets flipped. Five straight touchdown drives for Josh Allen and this Bills offense. And Josh went into straight psycho mode.
Because they were at one point... They had, like, negative yardage or something in the first half?
Yes. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
They couldn't get anything going.
Yeah.
Look, Josh had 3 touchdowns. He ran the ball 11 times. Let me say that again. Josh Allen ran the ball 11 times, and out of nowhere, the Bills could not be stopped. Meanwhile, as we look across the field, the Patriots collapsed outside of a single Travion Henderson broken play that goes for a 65-yard touchdown.
That was a pretty amazing run.
But here's the thing. Look, I'll give the guy credit. He did a great job. Even that play is cheap, right? Like, everything is going that way. He manages to squeak out, and he's gone. But outside of that single play, the Patriots did nothing in the second half. They had a 21-point lead at one point.
Yeah.
They had a 17-point halftime lead, a three-possession lead, and all of that disappeared in the smoke of Josh Allen. Let me put it this way. The Bills took the lead with what? 9 minutes left? 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, for the first time in the game.
17-point lead dissolved in a quarter. A quarter and a third. Mm.
So is this going to break the Patriots for the season?
Let's talk about that.
Because they did say they have.
Let's talk about that.
Because they say they have the easiest schedule left.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They had the easiest schedule left going into yesterday.
No, just they're playing MCC.
That loss for New England, I would argue, and the phone number is 252. Yes, a soul-crushing loss, season-altering loss. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, and here's why.
Right.
You had it in your hands.
Oh, yeah.
It was there. You were looking at it. And now you have to go win out to ensure the Bills don't catch you. Do you think this Patriots roster is confident now headed into Baltimore this coming weekend? Baltimore, meanwhile, shut out.
Yeah, they just crushed Cincinnati,
Vegas?
Right?
Shut out
Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. Do you think...
Was Joe Burrow hurt?
No.
He played?
Yep.
Damn.
First game, he did not have a touchdown pass and threw multiple interceptions since
in his career?
Since a game in Cleveland, like way back. Do you think if the Patriots go into Baltimore and they lose that game and the Bills beat the Browns, that they're going to be confident they could win two divisional games back-to-back?
No.
You don't think that every member of that Patriots roster...
You better go get Belichick back.
...is aware that the Bills have run down the Patriots and the Dolphins with massive divisional leads the last couple of years? They know. The Patriots know. They know yesterday that they had a chance to put a dagger in the heart of a team that has won the last five division championships. They had a 21-point lead, a 17-point, three-possession halftime lead, and they blew it. So to answer your question the long way, yes, I think that is a soul-crushing Patriots loss. Yes, I do. Tommy! But I'm not done gloating.
Go ahead, gloat.
I'm not done running my big-ass mouth. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I would like to revisit a statement that was made Friday at this time. Right. Because against some pushback in this room, as I glance over towards Kimmela.
Okay.
I have been saying the Patriots were frauds.
Yeah.
I mean, they look good to me.
I don't think
they look like pushovers.
I'm not going to call them a bad team. The Bills still had to grind that out.
That was not a walkover situation. No, I hear you. On the road, divisional opponent with a team that's two games better than
and you. And that kid's a kid.
Who's? Drake May?
He's 23.
So let's talk about that.
He looks like a baby.
Let's talk about
that. He does look like a baby.
Let's talk about that.
Little baby face Drake.
Yep.
Baby.
Played like a baby. You can't know how to handle the big moments until you've been in the big moments.
He's going to be trouble in the future.
Is there going to be trouble in the future?
That kid, kid is going to be trouble in the future. You could laugh now.
Sure, yeah, I hear you.
Boy's going to grow up.
No, I hear that. Hey, remember Mac
Jones? Wait till he starts hitting the weight room.
Remember Mac Jones?
Yeah.
Mac Jones, better quarterback than Josh Allen. He's going to be trouble in the future. Pro bowler, leading the division. Watch. He's going to go into Orchard Park.
Actor.
And he's going to beat Josh Allen in his own back. Oh, what happened? Oh, what happened? You look at this Patriots team. Mm-hmm. They are young.
Yeah,
they have a head coach with a nice regular season record and lots of postseason disappointments in big moments in Vrabel. And you watch with your own eyes.
Yeah,
you watched it yesterday. The difference between a battle-tested, ice-in-their-veins all-business team and one that plays pretend.
Yeah, but it's an all-business team that takes the first half off.
Hey, man.
You can't live like that forever.
I mean,
it's going to bite you in the ass.
I will say the Bills are playing the way the Chiefs played, what was it, two seasons ago? When they were always winning, they were winning the second half.
It was last
almost
season.
Every, was it last season?
Yeah.
I guess it was.
Bills had the most second points half of the NFL. Second half points in the NFL. I'm sorry, Kimmy, go ahead.
But yeah, they remind me of those Chiefs teams that were just, you know, that, I mean, they were
all right, so I'm
going
to be a Bill Gray's next week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to the second half. What's the sense of going to the first half?
No, it'll actually be more entertaining in the first half. Let's talk about Drake May.
I'm very entertaining at Bill Gray's.
You're not. You want to talk about Drake May? Let's talk about Drake May.
I don't even know the kid.
Well, no, you told me he's going to. He's going to be trouble. I don't even know the kid.
I don't know the kid,
but I like what I saw.
I've never met him. I take pictures with several people.
I was impressed that he was a young guy in a big game. He was playing pretty good.
Was he playing pretty good? Drake May was the odds-on favorite to win the NFL MVP walking into the game yesterday.
Okay.
No, let's talk. That was your
MVP?
No, I never said that.
No.
That's a MVP.
I never said that.
All right, let's take MVP away. Yeah, that kid's going to be trouble in the future, right?
Yes. He's going to grow.
48 yards and a pick in the second half?
All right.
48
He's
yards
learning.
And a pick.
He's learning.
Game on the line.
Yeah.
Game on the line to win the division. And you can't get the ball past your own 30-yard line?
He's a kid.
You went full. They didn't get a first down.
He tried.
They could not.
Pat, he was trying.
They could
I saw
not.
That boy out there trying and trying. He was talking to the guys.
After,
said, come on, guys.
After everything the Bills had done, the Patriots had the ball with timeouts and, what, 2.5 minutes left? They had the ball. They could not get a first down.
Well, he threw that in the dirt there.
Yeah, and then he threw it in Joey Bosa's big, sexy arms is what he did. 48 yards and an interception. That's what Drake May did in the second half. And you want to talk to me about how he's the future? Go ahead.
I think he's the future.
Yeah, I think he's pretty good.
I think he's pretty good.
That's the best quarterback in the league that I've been hearing so much about the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but every one of these guys has those moments where they suck. And
sure.
You can't hang that on the kid and say, "That's you're done.
Watch me. Watch me do it. Hey, man, I've been running my mouth a lot, and you guys said I was crazy, so I am going to gloat this morning.
What? Would you want to see the Patriots again in the playoffs?
Without question.
I wouldn't.
No question in my mind. They're a broken team. They are broken.
Maybe.
Without question, I want to see the Patriots again. I said yesterday. I said on Friday, I had never been more confident the Bills were getting a win than that game on Sunday. And I will say it again. If the Bills see the Patriots in the playoffs, that is a win. No doubt in my mind. They broke that team, man.
That was my question.
And I'll go forward. I'm sorry, Kim, go ahead. I'm rambling.
No. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt your
No, go forward.
I love the way that game played out yesterday. Now, I didn't love it in the moment. Being down 21-0 is not fun, right?
Yeah.
But, Kimmy, it goes back to something we talked about last week.
What's that?
There is nothing that destroys your soul like lost hope. And when the Patriots took that 21-point lead in that game yesterday, their fans in their head had already won the AFC East.
Do you think they're going to lose to Baltimore?
I do. Their fans were looking at that first round bye when it was 21-0. Half that Patriots sideline was doing the same thing. They were looking for those hats and t-shirts to put on and take pictures. In their mind, that game was over. But as we have witnessed time and time again this season, it is never over for this Bills team. And tell me, Kimmy, because we had this argument last week. I argue that it is better when a rival has hope and we crush it. And you said, no, you want to run away with it. I'd rather do that.
Yeah, just for my own health.
That didn't feel glorious to you yesterday, watching everybody
running
their mouth on social media?
But not for like 3 hours. For 3 hours, my heart was beating as fast as it can. There were points where I couldn't look at the TV because I was like, just tell me what happens.
252 WCMF. 252-9263. Let's talk to Tony. Hey, Anthony, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? Just a great game. Good win yesterday for Buffalo. Just so you know, even if you win next week and they lose, they'll still be ahead of you. It's actually like a two-game lead.
It's a point in a game and a half, and I'm fully aware. We've discussed how this works. So the Patriots, if they lose two and the Bills went out, we're golden.
Yeah, if they that is correct.
Wait, the Patriots have to lose two more?
So the Patriots, well, here's the thing.
Two out of the next three.
If I am not mistaken, you might even be wrong with that, Tony. If I believe, and I got to look this up because now it's getting weird with divisional records, I believe as long as the Bills win one more and the Patriots win one more than New England and the Patriots lose to a divisional opponent, we win the AFC.
But they'd have to lose to a divisional
opponent. So it'd be like the Jets or the Dolphins.
It would have to be a three-top.
Yeah,
they would have to lose to the divisional opponent because Buffalo already lost to Miami.
You got it. Yeah, but I mean, look. Again,
it's a lot of math.
After what, it's not.
I just don't want you to mislead your audience. That's all. So
no, we do that every day. Bro.
What's that? Well, wait, who's your team, Tony?
Oh, my team sucks. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Okay, that sucks. Tony, that's great call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I love that too. God, that feels so good.
What's that?
Well, I mean, we've explained exactly what Tony explained, but like, hey, let me tell you what you did, man. Because I'm also in a lot of pain this morning. Do I need to try and be against everybody else? Make it sound like this now because I'm telling you. I'm going to be, just a heads up.
Yeah.
I will be this insufferable all week.
No, you're the difference from any other time?
I do have a thing I want to point out because this is kind of across the league I've noticed. And maybe I've just really noticed it because of the Bills and the way they've won their games. But doesn't it feel like there's so much inconsistency right now with some of the calls the refs are making?
100%.
With catches 100%. And touchdowns. And I'm just like, I've seen this call go so many ways in the same exact situation. Like I said, I've really noticed it with the Bills games, but I've also seen it in some of those other close matchups too.
Look, well, you got to be like Kansas City.
But it just feels like it's like
up.
Taking away a lot of the momentum from some of these games.
You can talk about it in the first two drives of that game. And look, I've said for years, I never get upset with the officiating because it has a way of evening itself out throughout the game.
Yeah, but it's sometimes like, how's that a catch? The other one wasn't.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Look, you look at that diving catch that Booty had for the Patriots, the receiver on that first drive. It's an obvious drop, which is fine. You just wait for upstairs to review it. Well, they didn't.
Yeah.
Right? Now, McDermott was asked about it after the game. The Jumbotron did not show the replay, and they could not get a replay from the booth.
Is that like one of them Belichick holdover things?
Every team does.
Everybody's got a little glitch.
Every NFL team does that. Oh. That being said, you had a catch that not Elijah Moore, damn it. He wears 18 too. The newest wide receiver, Brandon Cooks, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Who he bobbles it along the sideline. They rule that a catch. Upstairs immediately comes down.
Yeah.
Like, how, what, why, how do they make the determination?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense. And again, you know, it all ends up coming out in the wash with calls going
I mean, it affected both teams yesterday. It was just interesting.
But I'm with
like
you.
How different they see things every time. Yeah.
We'll wrap it up with this.
Yeah, okay.
Antonio writes us.
He's Italian.
I assume Antonio is a Patriots fan. And he writes us an Instagram message.
What do you say?
Duffy and WCMF. And I'm going to read it the way I think he wrote it.
Are you going to do an Italian accent?
Well, no. It's not Italian.
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
Drake May is miles ahead of where Josh was as a second-year quarterback. Josh came in famously as a project. Yeah, I know. He looks pretty good when he's playing teams that
I
are
I just
like,
feel bad for that kid's mouth.
Well, he's okay. He can still do plenty of things talking like this, tell me. A lot of people be pretty good doing it like that. 10-4. Go beat Cleveland.
All right. Well, that's an easy one.
Well,
that's
a
lock.
Shut
you
up.
Idiot. Why
that's like
are
a complete
lock.
Why do you say
Why are
things?
You such an idiot?
What? Cleveland's terrible.
Lock.
So is Miami when we played them. So was.
Yeah, but now this
shut
is
up.
A battle.
Shut up.
Tested,
we're done talking. Tommy has
ready.
Made picks. Shut up. Tommy has made picks.
Crushing.
I think we know where the picks are going this week.
Look, man. It's not teams like the Patriots that scare me. It's not teams like
at
the Broncos
Cleveland.
That scare me. It's teams like Cleveland. It's teams
could
like
be a
the
snow
Jets.
Snow game, who knows?
Yes, those are the games that make me nervous. Mm. When we play.
I think the weather's going to be nice.
It is, actually. 40
yeah.
and clear.
Pleasant, yeah.
So.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.